For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Earlier this week, I was chatting about how the Royal Geelong show just this weekend passed. I was left gobsmacked because I saw an animal in show that I'd never seen showed before. Like, you see dogs, you see cats, bulls, cows, horses, all these incredible things that you're used to. I saw donkeys being shown.
Yeah.
Which is just the coolest thing ever, because donkeys are the greatest animal.
Well, you think that. I think they've had a bad rap since Pinocchio.
Okay, I get it. I get that, don't get me wrong. Got a little bit obsessed. I said to you, it's such a shame we've only been working together for a month, Davo. Is this the point where I tell you I need to quit so I can find land, buy it, and buy a donkey, end up showing donkeys?
Yeah, and I can see that for you, to be honest.
Yep, so I have been doing, you know that thing where your brain goes, I just wonder. This week I've been doing some research.
Your poor wife. Get her on the phone. I'm so sorry.
No, she's fine. She loves it. So this week I've been doing a bit of research. There's a couple of properties for rent out in like outer regions of Geelong.
So
like,
you're thinking of uprooting your whole life for a donkey.
Well, currently where I live, it takes, in Armstrong Creek, it takes like anywhere from 15 to 30 minutes to get into work. If I move to, say, like Sutherland's Creek, mm-hmm. that's like 20 minutes solid, like 15, 20 minutes, because it's, you know, it's just a little bit west. It's kind of near the Yuyangs, kind of near Banner kind of way. Mm-hmm. And there's a farmhouse out there for rent, and the rent isn't too bad, but you can also, for an extra, there's three paddocks that you can rent additionally. So there's like a 1 acre paddock, mm-hmm. a half acre paddock, and another half acre paddock.
Yep.
So that, and then that would be $50 on top of the rent already.
It's a bargain.
So I'm doing maths. I'm like, well, that's more affordable than what we're currently paying. But, you know, it's a bit out of town. The house is a little bit older, but it's got the paddocks that I need.
You're also not taking into account the donkey upkeep.
Well, this is the research I've started to be started doing. So a miniature donkey in Australia will set you back roughly $1,000 to $5,000. Now, that is a big upfront.
No, I think that's cheap for a donkey's life, a grand.
Yeah, but you got to remember, like, they, okay, well, they do live from like 20 to 50 years, but you're not, like, you can't get milk. You're not milking a donkey.
No,
you're not getting fleece from a donkey. But if it's a show donkey, like I've discussed, mm-hmm. then that is the exciting thing. Now, I'm doing some research live while we're going, mm-hmm. because so that's for a miniature donkey. I want to average donkey. So I'm asking, what about a normal donkey? And let's see if that and the upkeep, because I think that that could be something interesting, just not only for me, but for everyone to know if they did want to start doing donkeys. Yeah, again, up to $5,000. But then on top of it, do you know there are donkey trainers out there? And they don't come cheap, Dave.
No, but this is where you would need to upskill yourself.
I just don't think I'm in that place in my life to be upskilling.
Okay.
But I'm looking at it. Oh, my God.
You could literally raise your son to do this, you know? He yep. could.
So there are some more expensive donkeys. And these are some of the show donkeys that you would see maybe at the Royal Geelong okay. show this week gone past. Have you ever heard of a mammoth donkey?
No, but it sounds huge.
So they are big. They are expensive. How much do you think it would cost to import a mammoth donkey to Australia? Give me like the full kit and caboodle.
I mean, look, my car was probably about $6,000.
And donkeys are smaller than cars, you're right. Yep, so got to keep that in mind.
I would say like, let's just go $10,000.
Okay, you're a little bit off. You're okay. a little bit off. It's about $60,000.
For what?
For that type of donkey in particular. But
but they look good.
They do look good. And if I can train this thing to be a good donkey, then eventually over my life as a show donkey trainer, I will make that money back.
I mean, I don't want to get into too many specifics here with the donkey best in show, but what are they really doing on the field? Aren't they just getting led around?
Well, it's like
showing itself
off?
Yeah,
it's like, I look good.
Yeah.
I can walk in a straight line. I can stop. Here's my tail.
What training does that need? You need a brush, and you need to know how to plait some gorgeous hair.
Honestly, the plait might be my downfall. Yeah. I think everything else is fine, but I have no idea how to take care of a plait.
Tim and Davo on K-Rock. Tim and Davo present Addiction Prediction. She's a naughty girl with a bad habit.
Bad habit. Yes, it's our brand new game, Addiction Prediction, where we get a snippet from the TV show My Strange Addiction, take out what they're addicted to, and you have to tell us.
Now, there are heaps of episodes of this. I've never met anyone that has what would be considered a strange addiction. Mm-hmm. So, like, the fact that they're out there, they're all American, which, you know.
Oh, mate, we're not going to yuck anyone's yum. No. Everyone has their own little flavour.
Let's have a listen to this week's Addiction Prediction.
My name's Teresa. I'm 44 years old. I live in Bedford, Virginia.
Pretty day today.
And I'm addicted to
Teresa has been addicted to for more than 20 years. She was initially attracted to the earthy smell. Now Teresa can't go more than a few hours without
I do eat when I'm nervous or upset.
When my mom it kind of like she goes to La La Land. She doesn't seem to be paying attention to anything going on around her.
Hi. I'm so lost. I have no idea. All the clue you've given us is that she's eating something.
She is eating something. Teresa loves this heaps.
All right. Will from Teasdale's giving us a call. Will, are you a fan of My Strange Addiction, the TV show? Will, no, you garbage phone line's not helping us. Will, are you there?
Yeah, I am. Okay. I've got bad reception.
That's okay, Will. You know, that's just Teasdale things. Will, what do you think this week's addiction prediction is?
I'm going to say it's dirt.
Dirt. Well, Will, I can tell you are incorrect.
Oh, Will, I really liked dirt. Will, stay on the phone. You were the first caller through. We do have a Geelong Venom pass for you this week and for the basketball, okay?
Okay.
There we go. All right, Lockie in Lara, we're playing Addiction Prediction. What do you think it is?
G'day, guys. I reckon it's grass.
Grass.
Oh, grass.
Grass
okay.
or glass?
Grass.
Okay, grass. I mean, that is literally earthy.
Well, I can tell you that is incorrect.
Oh, God. I want to go back to Will. Will. All right, Will. It's not grass and it's not dirt. What else could it be?
Could be mulch.
Mulch.
It's not mulch.
All right, back to Lockie and Lara. Lockie, it's not mulch. What do you think it could be?
Snails.
It's not snails.
No, that's not. Okay, look, I think that my guess is sticks. Trees or like bar, like something to do with a tree.
I can tell you that Therese is addicted to eating rocks.
You should not be eating rocks, Davo.
No.
How big are these rocks?
She likes to pick them up from the garden, little pebbles, and she has a little vial of them and will eat them just as she goes. Yep.
Don't do that if you are listening. What her son's saying about it makes it even more bizarre.
She goes to La La Land?
Yeah, goes to La La Land. Well, good on her. She can stay there.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
And food trends, you know, they come, they go. That's why they're a trend.
Mm-hmm.
Boba tea is, I guess, a trend, like that bubble tea stuff. That's been pretty weird the last couple of years. People are getting around it.
Yeah, we love that.
A lot of people getting around that pumpkin spice as a flavour, mostly American, but like it's come here
as well. It's crept its way in for sure.
Yeah, and these different things that people get up and about, like sweet potato fries. In 2005, you would have never heard of sweet potato fries.
No.
But they have dominated potato chippery for the last 20 years.
I don't know why, but that's a personal issue.
Okay. There is a food trend apparently emerging in Australia, and some food experts and foodies think in 2026 this could be something that maybe you would get if you would go around to someone's house for dinner, or you might start seeing it at some restaurants across Geelong, across the state as well.
Okay.
I disagree. Right. But then again, maybe just because it's different.
Well, what are we dealing with?
Have you heard of sea moss?
Yeah, a little bit of this.
You've heard of sea moss? I've literally never heard of it until today.
Okay. Sea moss is taking over the wellness space as well.
Oh.
I've seen sea moss face masks. It's going nuts.
Yeah, so it's also known as an Irish moss. It's a type of red algae, and it's long been around in Europe and Asia, where it's been used as a thickener, stabilizer, and health aid for centuries. But apparently in Australia, it is being rebranded. And this is the word that gets people. As a superfood.
Oh, jeez.
Don't you love it, the phrase superfood?
I mean, what have we got in the superfood world? Sweet potato was one.
Yeah. You know, you got kale. Kale, yeah, really. Like, really? Who'd heard of kale before it was superfood?
So true.
Apparently, so according to these trends, national interest in sea moss has surged. They're using the word surged.
What are they promising from it? Do you know?
They're promising just health, wellness. It's a superfood, Davo. Yeah. You get what a superfood is, which is if you eat it, you are better than everybody else.
Sorry.
So apparently New South Wales and Queensland in particular, they apparently those two states are more likely to champion health fads than Victoria. But like, do you remember the like a banana girl and a Freely?
No.
Because these are things that were popping off. And again, I'm not super
banana
on top of
what
it.
Girl?
Banana girl. Yeah, I could be reading something wrong here. But, you know, the cacao craze, that took over.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
Matcha, that's huge.
Okay. Oh, yes, that's the one. My wife is, she was drinking a green something. Yeah. And I was like, that's not, what are you going on there?
Yeah, well,
like,
sea moss is an absolute bee's dick away from getting on that.
Well, yeah, it's naturally high in vitamins, minerals like iodine, iron, and magnesium. So I just wanted to bring this forward. So that in, you know, 6 months, 12 months' time, when everyone's eating this sea moss, you and I can say we called it. We called this being yeah. the superfood because you and I, obviously, pictures of health.
Of course.
We are wellness. Would you say influencers yet?
Yeah. I mean, let's take that. Let's take and roll with that, hey?
All right, let's go. It's Tim and Davo, the health wellness influencers.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
Tim, I'm pretty excited because there is a huge band coming right here, well, to Victoria.
Okay.
Into Melbourne in a few weeks' time, and I think I must go.
All right, who is it?
These guys.
So Oasis. Okay. Now, yeah, what their Marvel, is it before the end of the year?
Yeah, it's the 1st of November, the 31st of October. Right. So, yeah, it's coming up in a few weeks.
See, we're pretty much the same age. And there's a few songs of Oasis that I really, really rock. But weird, because of all the bands that they're very similar to, like, I really get around them. But Oasis, I'm just like, oh, yeah, Champagne Supernova. Wonderwall, you know, other side, you know, yeah. All these things, yeah.
They had a lot of hits, but also they're just one of those bands that, well, first of all, we never thought we'd see come
again,
do live
yeah.
shows again.
Those nasty little brothers.
But they're almost, I don't want to say throw around these sort of big acts, but they're almost like a Beatles for me.
Okay, yeah. Well, they're like a band. Like, you don't know what they're going to do. They're not pretty. They're not shiny. These two brothers, Noel and Liam, the Gallaghers, who knows what they're doing? So apparently it's going to be, like, I've seen some footage of their shows overseas. Looks really, really cool.
Now, look, obviously I was living in Darwin not too long ago, so the idea of actually going to Oasis was so far out of my realm, something that was never going to happen.
You just never know if they're going to perform at TIO Stadium,
no,
Dave.
They will never. The whole 8,000 people that can fit in there, or 12,000, sorry.
This is great. This is genuinely nice.
But look, I am thinking of going. I have found that there are still tickets available, which I didn't think would be possible, which
is
pretty cool.
Are they real?
I hope so. but I am looking at a couple of options here.
Okay.
So it does seem like some general admission is available, which I did not think would be possible.
So is general admission, is that like up the front, or is that like up the boondocks, up the back?
No, that's up the front. That's the standing tickets. So you'd obviously be in the crowd amongst it, getting into the mosh. That is my vibe usually.
Okay.
But the other option is sitting down for the performance, which does sound very nice. Now, I am not in my teen years anymore. I'm not in my thrashing around the mosh.
Well, you're 21,
era.
So like you're over that part of your life, David.
But yeah, I don't know what to do here.
Okay. Now, I know that I am technically younger than you by age, but in spirit, I am potentially 15 years older than you in the things that I enjoy. And sitting down is tippy top of the list when I'm enjoying my kind of entertainment. Don't get me wrong, like at the last couple of gigs I've been to, I've had a seated option and I stood for most of the time.
See?
But when I needed to just have a quick little pop down on my bum, have a rest of my knees, you know, I've got some old man knees, that was quite nice.
Okay, I've looked at the runtime of the concert. It's about 2.5 hours.
That is a time. I can stand for about 45 minutes before I start feeling it.
Now, I haven't been to a concert at a stadium where you are sitting at the back. I've never done that before. I don't know if it'd be worth spending the $300, $400, whatever it is for me to go, to be sitting down in the back. Have you ever done that? You said you went to one recently.
The weekend I went to a couple of years ago, we were up the side kind of at Marvel, and you are far away, but these were the only tickets we could get. The weekend was awesome.
Do you still feel like you're amongst it and in and part of it?
Not compared to like when I was a, you know, a young up and comer going to my festivals and running around and doing all those things and against the fence and, you know, if there was a pit, you know, I'd dabble in the pit.
Hell yeah, Tim.
But those days, I was talking to my best mate this weekend about going to Turnstile on January 1st. And like they get moving, and I said, I was like, my whole thing is like with Turnstile, they want you up and about, and I was like, I just don't know if I'm, I don't know, I don't want to go there and disrespect them.
I think you've answered it for me. If you didn't feel like you're amongst it up in the bleachers, I need to get into the crowd.
You need to get standing.
I think the lower back will suffer for it. I will be, you know, a little unwell for a few days.
Bring a cooler bag with some ice for the train ride home, Davo, so you can maybe do some stretches on the V-line on the way up. I think that's how we can do it. I like it. It's preparation. That's all the main thing. Mate. Treat yourself like an athlete.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.